If you choose to vote in person, things will look different. In Richmond County, Elections Director Lynn Bailey says the staff that helps run the election will have extra protection.
Each poll worker will be given masks and gloves and their own personal container of hand sanitizer, as well as protective eyewear.
Bailey is just one of the supervisors in Georgia's 159 counties tasked with running the June 9th primary in the middle of a global health pandemic.
You know, these supplies are something that we've been planning for back to the March election. You know, there were issues with that election, and that's when we began actively procuring.
Over the last few weeks, counties have scrambled to buy masks, gloves, hand sanitizer, and other supplies that will keep voters and staff safe. Election supervisors contacted by GPB News and the Georgia News Lab had varying responses to what resources they were able to secure. Some counties relied on Amazon and community donations, while others found money from their local governments. In Cobb County, Elections Director Janine Evler says deliveries will be coming in right up until Election Day.
We still need some masks, and we have several groups that are sewing for us. We believe we'll have those in plenty of time for the election.
The Secretary of State's office is offering grants to reimburse counties for the personal protective equipment they purchase. Even so, state and local officials are encouraging voters to use mail-in absentee ballots for the primary. More than 1.4 million Georgians have returned an application so far. But not everyone can or will vote that way, says Rockdale Supervisor Cynthia Willingham.
We have heard from voters that they do not trust the mail ballot, that the ballot will get to his destination or the ballot will be counted, and that they prefer to vote in person.
The threat of the coronavirus means there are other big changes to assure in-person early voting is safe. Dozens of counties have either reduced the number of early voting locations or changed the venues. Fulton County will only open 5 polling places on Monday, down from over 20. In North Georgia, Walker County voters will only have 1 option instead of 5. No matter where you live, you'll need to set aside more time if you plan to vote in person, says Cobb County Elections Director Janine Evler.
The process is going to take a lot longer due to sanitizing procedures. Social distancing, we aren't going to be able to fit as many people through in the same amount of time.
The large number of absentee ballot applications could provide some relief at the polls, but it's also causing a backlog of applications waiting to be processed. In Cherokee County, Elections Director Kim Stansel says a normal year would see 10,000 absentee requests. Because of the coronavirus, she's seen more than 40,000 this election.
So it's hard to tell how many people plan to come out in person. You know, we just have no way of knowing. It'll be a total surprise.
Early voting for the primary runs through June 5th. Election Day is Tuesday, June 9th. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.